historical people out there. The first Thanksgiving ever lasted 3 days. Yay or nay? Yay or nay? What do we got? What do we got? Wow, we got a lot of brilliant people out there. It is a yay. It did last 3 days. Who wants it to last 3 days again? Can I get an amen up in this place? Hallelujah. 3 days of turkey. Thank you, Lord. Or duck, if that's what you like. Preston, I know you like your duck. Okay, next one. This is a statement, yay or nay. You got into a fight during Black Friday shopping this year. Let's see, let's see. Is there any yays? Is there any? Oh, I see a yay right there. Is there any yays? Any black eyes out there? Any black eyes? Okay. Next one. Who cooked this year? Did anyone cook this year? Anyone? Okay, this is a question for those of you who cook. Those of you men need to pay attention to this. The chicken leg is the best place to put the meat thermometer. Yay or nay? What do you think? What do you think? Is it the chicken leg? The answer is nay. Don't do it. You will get sick. No, it will not be hot enough. Okay, the next one. This is a statement, yay or nay. You would rather have burnt turkey over dry turkey. So you would prefer burnt turkey more than you would prefer dry turkey if you had an option. Okay. Okay, I see a lot of yays. Who would prefer dry turkey over burnt? No. No, no, no. Uh-uh. No, can't do that. Okay, the next one. This is a statement. Is it true or false? Men turkeys gobble, and female turkeys, the one called hens, they cackle. Is that true or false? Do the women turkey cackle? I'm going to have to say it's true. It is a yay. They are cacklers. I'm a cackler. I cannot help it, okay? The next one, this is a statement, true or false. Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving in October. Is that a yay or a nay? They celebrate our holiday in October. It is a yay. And you know what? Most of them celebrate it in November as well. So they get the best of both worlds. It ain't right. We need two Thanksgivings. Okay, the next thing I need to do is give away some Shift merch, y'all. Okay? Who wants some free stuff? Does anyone want some free? Let me see your hand if you want some free stuff. You do? Okay, let me see. Okay, I got a question for you. Okay, somebody be praying for it. This is hard. Think of a number. Don't tell me. Don't give me any hints. What number are you thinking of? Tell me right now. 77. She is thinking of. That is correct. You got it right. Congratulations. Make your way up. You can pick out a Shift merch item. Anyone else? Who is brave enough to answer these questions? You right there in the red? Okay. All right. Okay. What elementary did you go to?
Hyatt Elementary.
What was it?
Hyatt.
That is correct. You went to Hyatt. Go and make your way up. Good job. Congratulations. Okay. Is there anybody else? I know that these are really tough. I know that these are... Okay. Are you ready? I don't know if you're going to get this. You think it's going to be easy because the other ones... Okay. What's your name?
Darren.
Everyone give it up for Darren. We love Darren. Okay, Darren, how old are you?
30.
That is correct. He is 30. How did you know? Go ahead and make your way up. You can get yourself an item. Anyone else? Just one more person. Let's go to this side over here. You right here. What is your name?
Cindy.
Okay. I need you not to look around. No hints. What color are your eyes? She was stumped, but that is correct. Go ahead and make your way out. Let's give it up for our people. This is amazing. You guys are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. All right, as she is picking that out, I want to invite Reverend Antonio up. We got some things going on at the ship. Let's give it up for him. Woo!
What is up, everybody? Everyone having a good time so far? Like Reverend Beth said, I hope you guys have gotten your very original Shift blend coffee, as well as some homemade Mexican hot chocolate that is on point. I have my cup here that I'm just grubbing on. Very good, as well as some bagel bites and pastries. Happy day after Thanksgiving. We are so glad you're here. Are there any people here, speaking of people being here, is anyone here for the very first time? Very first time tonight? You guys the very first time? Dave Vaughn, I had the pleasure of meeting Dave Vaughn earlier. What's up? What's up, everybody? We have a few people up here. If you guys don't mind raising your hands high like they did, our ushers want to give you a gift, get some information in your hand. And actually, we want to invite you, those of you who are here for the first time, to our welcome wall immediately after service. That's where you got all those awesome goodies. We have a gift for those of you, again, here for the first time. And thank you for inviting those people who brought them or invited them, or maybe you found out because of the main sanctuary, whatever. Welcome. We thank you for coming and joining us on this awesome night. If you didn't know, we call this Thankful Night every year, the day after Thanksgiving, just to celebrate how thankful we are for our Lord Jesus Christ, right? There's so many things to be thankful for, but we are thankful for Jesus most of all, and we're just excited to have you here. I'm just going to go over some announcements very quickly. We always have some exciting things going on, not just at Shift, but here at the Rock Church as well. We have next Friday night, if you didn't already know, next Friday night, Shift will not be taking place in this room. The ladies are going to be having their girls' night out. What's up, ladies? Where you at? If you haven't already, I encourage you to quickly register, get your tickets for GNO. I think it's only $12, $15, something like that. Very inexpensive. Get yourself to GNO. And the gentlemen, where are the gents at? Oh, where are the gentlemen at? All right, yeah, so we got some gentlemen in the house. We don't miss next Friday either. We would love to have you come and join us because it always takes an army to serve these ladies, so we need a lot of volunteers. We want to show them a good time, whether it's greeting people or moving tables and chairs. It takes, again, it takes a team to make these events happen, and we just know it's going to be a great time for the ladies. So that is next Friday, December 2nd, and then we'll be back for two more weeks in December, and then we'll have our end-of-the-year Christmas party on December 16th, and we'll be on break until mid-January, all right, January 13th. Just want to let you guys know, leave those dates in your calendars. December 16th, end-of-the-year Christmas party, and then we'll come back January 13th, all right? So, this upcoming week, on November 30th, we are going to be going out to Crafton Hills Community College. Anybody go to Crafton Hills? We are actually going to be linking up with, where are you at? Okay, we're going to be linking up. Actually, so you guys can just meet there. We're going to go to Crafton Hills. We want to link up with Leilani, and she has a contact on her Christian club on her campus. And we're just going to be meeting up with her and inviting them to the club and praying with people. It's a great opportunity to just go out and reach out to some young adults. So if you are available, that is next Wednesday, November 30th at noon. 12 p.m. noon on the Crafton Hills campus. And if you can't make it, please pray for us. Pray for those young people that we are able to talk to them, encourage them, pray for them, like I said, and just tell them about Jesus. All right? And then for those of you ladies, one more time for the ladies. All right, December 3rd, Saturday, December 3rd, that's next Saturday, we're going to be having, not we're, again, I did it again, not me, the ladies are going to be having their small group get together. A couple weeks ago, they met at Starbucks. This time, you're going to be meeting at, it's called Crafty 2U2. It's a place in Riverside. It's like Color Me Mine. We'll get some information for you in terms of the address. But for those of you who are interested, at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 3rd, it's going to be like a crafty opportunity. Again, it's like a better version of Color Me Mine. It's out in Riverside, and it's called Crafty U, the letter U, and then 2, T-O-O. Okay, so that's Saturday, December 3rd. I think that is enough of our verbal announcements. Not enough, but I think that's what we have for you today. So now we have an opportunity to give and be generous with our tithes and offerings. So that's always a good time. I'm glad you guys know the cue to clap and be generous and be happy and be worshipful when we are giving our tithes and offerings and being generous. Some really cool things happen with your tithes and offerings. Just this last week, we've been playing it for a couple weeks. Last Friday, actually, we were able to give to just about 600 families an entire Thanksgiving meal because of the generosity of our church, and that includes you. That's a great thing. Again, your tithes and offerings go to fund the kingdom. It goes to build people up. It goes into the highways and byways, as we say. There was also a homeless outreach that took place last week where they just took some hot food out to the homeless ministry, out to the city, and were able to feed people. It wasn't called a homeless event. It was just, hey, we're going to go feed people that are on the street, that are without. And all that is done, again, because of your generosity, because of your obedience. And I just know that there are there's testimony after testimony of the blessings that you receive as well. So not only does your generosity help bless others, but I know in turn you become blessed as well because Jesus loves a cheerful giver. Amen? Can anyone testify to that? Amen? So this is your opportunity. If you would like an envelope because you want to give by cash or by your debit card, you guys could raise your hand and our ushers would love to serve you and get an envelope into your hands. And then there's also some ways to give here. My favorite way is text to give. You set that up one time. It makes it really easy. You just text the number from then on, and it makes it really easy. It's safe and it's secure. It goes right from your bank account to the church. And then there's texting. There's in the kiosk in the main sanctuary. There's online. All kinds of great ways to be able to give and be generous. All right, so we have a couple of video announcements. Everyone ready for a good time? Come on, everybody ready for a good time? All right, go ahead and put your attention on the screens for one moment.
This class is going to change your life, and truly, I believe that from the bottom of my heart.
That you would learn to receive that gift of the kingdom and begin to actualize it and mobilize it in your life.
Hey, listen, the Jesus you serve is not just gentle Jesus, meek and mild. He is a mighty and powerful king.
The church office will be closed for Thanksgiving. We'll reopen Monday, November 28th. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Girls Night Out volunteers. Come, volunteer for Girls Night Out. Men and women are needed. Come make this night a special night for the women of the house. You can see the info booth or the bulletin for more information.
Okay, so this...
Are you speaking into the microphone?
No, I'm trying...
Oh, God. Okay, I didn't even...
All right. Woo! All right. Are y'all ready to praise God in this place? Y'all ain't ready. I said, are y'all ready to praise God in this place? Hallelujah! We are the Shift Beulah Baptist Church Choir. And we are here to praise God, all right? Let's praise him.
So the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart.
Go stand up, guys.
I will dance like David danced. Oh, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Hey!
shake. Do you want to dance? Do you want to dance? Do you want to dance?
Oh, yeah. Do I have any Fred Hammond people in the house? I remember Bible College back in 2001 and 2, Pages of Life, that was the name of the album, came out. And man, Fred Hammond, that album, that whole album was my jam. I know all the songs. I was singing all the parts right there. And is it all right to have a little fun in church? Yeah, anybody out there ever have the Spirit of the Lord move upon their heart and you felt like, oh, I felt like doing something a little out of the norm. I felt like getting outside of myself just a little bit here and doing something a little uncomfortable. And, you know, I just want to encourage you, if God is moving on your heart and you feel like raising your hands, I never raised my hands before. Raise your hands. If you feel like jumping, the Holy Spirit's moving on your heart to jump, then jump. If it's, I don't know, however it is that God wants you to express yourself, I have found God to do great things in my life when I went ahead and just went with the Holy Ghost. I would say tonight, how many of you agree that you can't go wrong if you're going with the Holy Ghost? And I know sometimes we can feel, you know, we want to be real conservative and real, you know, restrained and real proper and real, you know. And the Bible says that David danced before the Lord with all of his might. And when people were like, that's a little bit crazy because you're like taking off your clothes and stuff, he said, I'm going to get even more undignified than this. So anyways, tonight what I want to do before we get into worship, because really we want to take this time and we just wanted to gather and we wanted to worship God together. Does anybody out there love God and you just love to worship? I found in my life that if there's ever been times in my life where I could not find God, it just seemed like I could not find God, if I would go ahead and begin to worship, God would meet me right there. And so what we want is we want you to have an encounter today with Jesus Christ. And so what I wanted to do is I want to give you a quick exhortation. Now, I know people are like watching because I say exhortation. I say this is going to be short, and then I end up going like 5 times longer than what I want. But I'm going to keep it short tonight. Is that all right? But let me encourage you tonight before we get into worship. If you brought your Bibles, let me have you turn in them to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And there's this story. Maybe you're familiar with it, but been one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and one I learned as a child, and one that I've looked at over the course of my life and has blessed me. But here in Luke chapter 17, verse number 11, it says this, "Now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off." It says, "And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Anybody out there ever been in a time in your life where you've exhausted all human ability, all human resource, and it's just like, I just need God to come through. There's nothing else. I want you to know today, God hears the cries of his people, and God answers. Amen. And so they cry out to him, and it says here in verse number 14, "So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Verse number 15 says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So when Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And then Jesus said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." I don't know about you, but when I read this story, I always superimpose myself on the one dude who returned to give Jesus thanks. I always see myself as the person, like, And I kind of like, you know, snarl at the other nine, like, how could they get healed by God and then and not come back and give God thanks? I'm definitely the guy who have, you know, if I had been healed, I would have come back and I would have given God thanks and I would have been, you know, glorifying God, worshiping Jesus and, you know, and this kind of thing. But I think if we're really honest to the story, and I'm not trying to get overly technical here, but 9 of the 10 people did not return. And that kind of says to me that it's more likely than not that most of us forget to give God thanks. And I think there's times in my own life, you know, actually this last Sunday night was a really cool Sunday night over here in the main sanctuary. And they had made a video, if you may have seen it. My wife gave a testimony about my son. And when he was born, he was in the hospital, had 3 open heart surgeries. And it was quite an experience, definitely a tough one. And God was so good to us. Now you may have seen my son running around. He's like, you know, it's like a completely normal kid. And on Sunday night, I'm supposed to give this, you know, again, this little exhortation and sing a song and to this video. And as I'm watching the video, I began to cry because I had forgotten the pain that God delivered me from, the trouble that God had been so faithful to show himself strong on my behalf. And in that moment, I just began to say, oh, God, thank you so much for what you did. And so what am I saying? I think sometimes we forget to be thankful. But thankful is so important. And so what I want to do real quick is just pull a few points here from this story. Number one is this, is that, I need my paper because I almost forgot my points, but is that worship is to be thankful. If you consider yourself a person of worship, or if you have this desire to express worship to God, you're going to have to be thankful. Like, that's kind of the essence of worship. Now, there's a lot of definitions throughout the Bibles. Some have said, you know, worship is obedience. Some have said worship is sacrificial obedience. And I think those are great. I think those are 100% right on, all right? But simple tonight, to worship is to be thankful. And I believe it's in verse number 15. See, this is why we have pulpits. In verse number 15, it says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned," watch this, "and with a loud voice glorified God." Is that not worship? "And fell down on his face at his feet." Is that not also an expression of worship? And then watch what it says here, "giving him thanks." You can play, Joel. Go ahead, my brother. So to worship is to be thankful. If I'm going to really worship the way God should be worshipped, it's got to come from a heart of gratitude. Let me see if I can say it to you like this. Your thankfulness is expressed in your worship. So how do you worship today? When you worship, do you bring all of your heart? When you worship, do you bring all of your attention? When you worship, do you bring 100? Do you bring your full self? Because your thankfulness is expressed in your worship. Second thing I want to point out, thank you, my brother, is that Jesus was worthy of expressive worship. We had Trey come up and talk about expressive, right? I mean, I think I saw like the running man. I think I saw some Nene. I think I saw some, like, a whole bunch of stuff in there. I definitely saw some of these. He's very expressive. Now listen, not everybody's the same, and I'm not asking you to betray, but I am asking you, how can you express your worship? I mean, think about this guy's situation. This guy had a disease called leprosy, terrible disease where literally, you know, the disease just eats your flesh away. For those who got it back in the day and those who suffered from it, I mean, their fingers and toes would fall off, their noses would fall off. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. Absolutely horrific. And not only did you have this disease that was awful, but this disease caused you to be excommunicated from everything and everyone. So, you know, if you could think of somebody today who maybe has gotten a really bad report from a doctor, not only is that horrible, but imagine then getting that report and then being completely shunned, and now you can't even have family and friends come to support you in your fight for your life. Can you imagine such a thing? They weren't allowed in the city, weren't allowed to talk to family, couldn't kiss their wife goodnight anymore, couldn't bless their children anymore, couldn't be a part of, completely excommunicated. And here Jesus comes, and they see Jesus, and they cry out to him, and he says, hey, I want you to go and show yourself to the priest. And the Bible says that as they went, that they were healed. They literally got their entire life back. Think of it. Wasn't Jesus worthy for this man to come and with a loud voice glorify God? Like, this was no time to be conservative. This is no time to show restraint. This is no time to worry about what the people around thought. Like, he just got his life back. Come on, somebody. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. And he fell down at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And the correlation I want to make for you and I today is, isn't it true that we have been saved from the terrible disease of sin, which the Bible says the wages of are death? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. I guess what I'm trying to say to you tonight is, hey, listen, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I don't even care what I've been through this week, this month, this last year. My God is worthy of worship, and not just some patty cake kind of worship, but the worship that is expressive, that shows God, I'm so thankful with my whole heart for what you've done for me. Last point is this. I'm almost on time. Jesus today is still worthy of your worship and thanks. Maybe today you've been saved for a number of years. Decades. Decades, Joey, decades. I've been saved for decades. And maybe today things are not necessarily going exactly the way that you want them to go. But God is still worthy of all of your adoration, all of your love, all of your praise, all of your heart, all of your, I like this word, devotion tonight. For just a moment, if I could do a hypothetical, and if I could add to this story, what are you going to do, Pastor Joe? That's right, I'm going to add to this story, but it's hypothetical, right? So it's not written in scripture, so don't trip, all right? Don't send me no ugly letter. All right, it's going to be okay. This man was healed. Maybe we can even make it modern. He's healed. Jesus heals him, and he gets to go back to college, graduates. I mean, this is young adults, right? Right? I'm in college myself right now. And so he gets to go back to college, and he graduates college, gets his bachelor's, gets his master's, gets his PhD. He finds this beautiful woman, and he's married, falls in love, and gets married, and he has kids, and they're so blessed, and they get married, and they have children, and now he has grandchildren, and he sees Jesus 40 years later. Don't you think that Jesus would still be worthy in that moment of all of his expressive worship, glorifying God with a loud voice, falling down at his feet and giving thanks? You see, the whole story that was a hypothetical would never have happened except that Jesus intervened. And what I'm trying to say to you today is, okay, you've been saved for a long time and you have given God thanks already for what he's done, but you wouldn't even be where you're at today except that he did what he did. And what he did, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. And so today, I believe that God is worthy, that God is worthy of our worship and thanks fully today. And then the last thing I would say is thanksgiving and worship have a profound effect on your life. If you would think for a moment the opposite, maybe complaining you would see as the opposite. The Bible says actually we become harmful to our lives, to our world, to the people around us when we enter into this attitude of discontentment, this attitude of negativity, this attitude of complaining. Hey, listen, I'm not here to put shame on anybody because I've been there before. In fact, one of my professors gave me so much homework that I have to accomplish in the next 2 weeks. I was like so frustrated. I was like began to complain to my friends. I actually started to get angry. like, this is not learning, this is cramming. What good is school if I'm not learning? And next thing you know, I'm not able to sleep because this is. It's amazing what Thanksgiving does to your life, because it puts you in this position where you cease from being harmful. You keep your innocence and you move on to where God has for you to go. So tonight, listen, the floor is open. We got a nice, really cool little carpet right here. Please feel free to step on it. All right, we want people to come forward, and we want you to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We want you to take some moments tonight and be thankful for what he's done. Enter his gates with thanks and his courts with praise. Come on, somebody. So let's go before God tonight. I want to welcome you to the altar. You can come now as we begin to sing and glorify Jesus.
of us know that we serve an awesome God. We serve an amazing God. We praise you, Lord Jesus, that you would have your way in this place, God. I think about a year and a half ago, I came to a service. It was the, I always forget, it's the retreat service. And it was not last year, but the year before. And I was sitting in service, and I was listening to, and all I could hear was God telling me, PJ, if you don't do something now, then you're never going to do it. And I remember having a conversation with Pastor Joey, because I was scared to come back and, you know, just do ministry again and serve God, because I had these thoughts. And I just want to encourage all of you guys, if you guys have those thoughts, everyone fails, but the thing is, we get back up. And you know what? I'm so thankful that I had friends in shift that came to me and they told me, you know what, PJ, you need to come back because God has a plan for you and a purpose for you. And what I'm saying to you guys is God has a plan and a purpose for all of you. He has something for you. And you guys don't even know. I never thought that I would be up here being able to sing again for shift with you guys and being able to worship God a year and a half ago. But I had faithful friends that were in shift, a faithful wife, a great pastor. This is a good place to be in. So I just encourage you in this next song just to listen to God's word. When he tells you to move, move.
Say the word and there is light. Say the word. Every start and end hangs on your voice. For your word never returns void. Say it. Written in a billion skies, speaking to this heart of mine, and all that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, and it will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you say, hey, it will remain, and my soul will hang on every word you say. Word made flesh, you wrote in grace, and promise kept through cross and grave. Over words of stone, you still doubt love. And when you say it is done, it is done. All that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, and you will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you've written in a billion skies, you're speaking to this heart of mine, and all that I am with all creation. Hanging on every word that you've spoken, and it will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you say, hey, it will remain, and my soul will hang on every word you say, cause I know your word will never ever fail, and my soul will hang on every word you say. Oh yeah, just worship. And oh yeah, and written in a billion skies, speaking to this heart of mine, and all that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, and it will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you say. Hey, hey, it will remain, and my soul will hang on every word you say, cause I know your word will never ever fail, and my soul will hang on every word you say. Sing it out. Written in a billion skies. Sing it out. Speaking to this heart of mine, and all that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, and it will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you've written in a billion skies. Heart of mine, and all that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, and it will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you say,
know your word will never ever fail. And my soul will hang on every word you say. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No.
You know, tonight, I don't know where, or maybe I should say how you perceive your future. Maybe tonight your future seems very cloudy, very unsure. Maybe you're in college and it's like you feel like changing your, you're not your master's, but your major, thank you. Your major for the third or fourth time. Maybe today you're married and feel like your marriage is on the rocks. Maybe today you just don't even have a plan. Like PJ said, you're kind of like, you know, where do I go from here? But again, God has a purpose and God has a plan for your life. And I think this song is so powerful because it expresses the fact that you can trust God. In other words, the song is all about hanging on every word that you've spoken. Hey, listen tonight, if God said it, you can count on it. It's a sure thing. If you can find it in the Bible, you can hang your life on it. It's a sure thing. I love this picture of Jesus in the book of Revelation. It says that when he comes back, there's going to be a name written on his thigh. Some people are like, see, Jesus likes tattoos. Well, I don't know about that. But what's more important is what that name says, and that name says, and his name, and the name written on his thigh is faithful and true, because that's who he is. So I wanna sing this chorus again, and I really want you to cry out with your heart. Maybe you say, Pastor Joe, you know, I don't really know what the Bible has to say about my situation. I can't necessarily think of any verses. Like, you know, I don't know. Well, the second line of this song is, hey, it's written in a billion skies. God, now speak it into this heart of mine. And I believe that as you begin to sing the song, it's like a prayer, and God's going to answer that prayer, and he's going to give you that word. And when God speaks a word, that word is enough to see you through. And then the rest of the song goes on to talk about, I'm going to hang on that word. And the Bible also says that you have this powerful tool called the tongue. And it has the ability, it can actually, you can set your life on fire and it can all burn up. Or you can, like a ship, begin to direct your heart in your life the direction that God would have you to go. And it can make all the difference in your life so that you see God's plan for your life all the way through. So come on, what did we just say? That God is faithful. What did we just say? Come on, as we sing this and as you ask God to speak a word into your heart about your future, about your situation, that he's going to do it. And then come on, let's with all of our hearts tonight say, now God, once I get that word, I'm going to hang on every word that you say.
Speaking to this heart of mine and all that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, and it will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you've written in a million skies, speaking to this heart of mine. And all that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, and it will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you've written in a billion skies, and speaking to this heart of mine. All that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, it will not be shaken, and clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you say, hey, it will remain, and my soul will hang on every word you say, and 'cause I know your word will never ever fail, and my soul will hang on every word you say. Oh yeah.
Written in a billion skies, speaking to this heart of mine, all that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken, you will not be shaken, clinging for life to all your promise, hanging on every word that you say. Yes, my soul will hang on every word you say, 'cause I know your word will never, ever fail. And my soul will hang on every word you say, 'cause I know your love will never, ever fail. So my soul will hang on every word you say.
As we go into our last song, we have a little poster over here. It says shift, and there's a couple of white places make up the logo. And this next song is kind of a long song, so should be enough time for everybody. But you don't all have to just kind of like line up and just... In this moment, this next moment of worship, I just want you to worship and consider what God has done in your life. And today, what you want to be thankful for. And then once you feel like, hey, I've got that, that's something that I want to tell God thank you for. Then you can make your way over here, and we just want you to write what you're thankful for on the board. You can just write wherever. All right? There's going to be some Sharpies over here. The team has those ready. Just express your thanks to God.
temper the storm. Though your faith was small, I prayed while you slept. In the night which wore, we stood in the fire and we walked on the sea. We drank of the wine that was made of. Turn your eyes from me, for my love be undone. Don't hide your face from me, for my life surely come. Surely.
My soul
Tonight, what we want to do before we close is we want to make sure that everybody here is right with God. I don't have the words to describe how amazing and awesome and indescribable God is. You know, once you meet up with Him, you never go back. And I think it's the heart cry of every Christian who's met God to then see others meet up with that same God and come into a life-changing relationship with Him. And so that's what we want to do. We want to give you tonight the opportunity to come into relationship with God. Today, whether you've done that before or not, maybe you're here today and you say, you know, I've never been a Christian, never my whole life. In fact, there's a time I mocked it, I doubted it, I wanted nothing to do with it. Or maybe you're here today and you had a relationship with God at one point, but, you know, you've fallen back and you're not where you used to be. This is your moment today to start things afresh, to start things brand new, to come to God and get on your way with Him. Hey, listen, the stakes are higher than you might have considered. I know I'm presenting to you the best and most wonderful thing that anybody could ever experience in life, and it's what the Bible calls salvation. But then the stakes are is that the reality is that we're all going to die. Nobody here is going to live forever. At some point in time, your life and my life is going to come to an end. And then the question is, where will you spend eternity? Because according to the Word of God, when you breathe your last, when a person breathes their last, they don't cease to exist. Their body doesn't go into the ground and decompose and that's it. The Bible says that when the body breathes its last, the spirit, the real you, separates from your body and goes on into eternity. And my friends, the Bible says there's one of two places you can go. It's either you're going to gain heaven deny hell, or you're going to lose heaven and find yourself in this place called hell. You know what? For those who have been bold enough to make that kind of a statement that I just made, you know, people don't talk about hell. Well, maybe not everybody, but the sincere of heart, they don't talk about hell. Do you know that Jesus talked more about hell in the Bible than he did about heaven? And the sincere people who talk about hell, they don't talk about hell because they want to scare people, or because they want to be ugly, or because they want to point the finger and say you're such a horrible person, and because they want to be right and they want you to be wrong. We talk about hell because it's real. And whether you believe in it or not, you could find yourself in that place one day. And my friend, if you end up in hell, which is the last place God wants you, the last place we want you, there is no coming back. There's no second chances. This doesn't work like once upon a time where people can go to hell and they can make things right down there and somehow make their way back. It's a done deal. The Bible calls it the second death. The Bible says, hey, listen, the death to fear is not the one here on earth. The death to fear is the one after. To be once and for all separated from God. Once and for all separated from life. He is life. In fact, the very breath you breathe is as a result of God. And so if when people choose to be separated from him, they choose to be separated from everything that he has brought. It's an all or nothing thing with God. All I'm simply trying to say to you today is, hey, are you right with Jesus, really? Do you have a relationship with him? And do you understand the stakes? Do you understand that your very life tonight is at stake? So, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to simply count to three, hit my hand on this microphone, just like that. When I do, if today you want to start a relationship with God, be headed for heaven, denying hell, when I count to three, I want you to simply slip your hand up in the air. I'll see it. You can put it right back down. Today, what you're saying by the raising of your hand is simply this: Pastor Joe, that's me. And today, I want to give God all of my heart. I want to give God all of my life. Today. Let's be abundantly clear. Tonight, you can't get to heaven because you're a good person. Neither do you have a relationship with God because you're a good person. And today, you're not headed for heaven and have a relationship with God because you're in church, or because you've done religious things, like maybe you've been baptized or something like that. You won't find that in the Bible. The way to be saved is give God all of your heart and all of your life. You might say, well, why? Why? Well, the Bible says that we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, myself included. In fact, there's this man by the name of Paul, and he has written over 2/3 of the books in the New Testament. And this man, Paul, says, you know, I'm chief of sinners. I'm the worst of them all. But look what God did with my life, all right? But here's the point, is that we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And we're all in need of a Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why God sent Jesus. He sent him to die on a cross. Or on this side, if you can't see that one. To die on a cross, to pay the price of sin, so that you and I could receive forgiveness and could once again return, as the Bible says, to the shepherd and overseer of our souls, God, life. So today, there's no salvation outside of the name of Jesus. There's no salvation outside of his forgiveness and his forgiveness alone. And you don't get to take part of that salvation until you give God all of your heart and all of your life. So today, if you need to do that, you want to do that, come on three. Slip your hand up in the air. I'll see it. And you can put it right back down. It's that simple. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't worry about the people around you. Let's go for Jesus tonight. You've wasted enough time. You've done it your way long enough. Come on. You're not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. And if God is speaking to your heart, today is the day to respond. On three. Are you ready? One, two, three. Thank you. God bless you. One wise person. Two, three, four. Thank you. Four, five. Four or five wise people. Anybody else tonight? Pastor Joe, that's me. I need to give Jesus all my heart today. I need to give Jesus all my life. I want to be forgiven. I want to go on with him the rest of my days, headed for heaven, denying hell. Four or five wise people. Didn't embarrass them. Not going to embarrass you. Is there anybody else? Please don't let this moment pass you by. All right, well, praise God for the four or five people here today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. All right, let's do this. Let me ask the four or five of you, or maybe you're here today and you didn't raise your hand, but you know you should have, you little sucker. All right, I want all of you to come and come right down here in front. I want to introduce you to a friend who's going to lead you in a prayer and get you on your way with Jesus. Congratulations. God bless you. Come on, come on, stay right here with me. Hey, my brother, congratulations. God bless you, my brother. Congratulations, my friend. All right, that's three. Anybody else? If you're standing next to somebody who raised their hand, come on, nudge them and say, hey, I'll go with you. I know there's like at least four. I think I only see three. I can't make you come, but come on, you need to give God all of your heart and all of your life. These wonderful people right here, Jason and Elena, they're going to lead you in that prayer to do so. I believe that God's going to fill you with his spirit. I believe he's going to give you the strength. Look, you're going to have a life transformation today. The person you were coming in is not the person that you're going to be walking out. Come on, can anybody out there testify to the fact that God is a life-changing God? Listen, I have to confess, because God's going to mess your life up. He's going to mess it up. I'm just going to tell you right now, and you need to be ready. You're going to find yourself doing things that you never thought that you would do. Telling people, I can't hang out with you anymore. I can't do that anymore. Something has happened on the inside, and his name is Jesus, and I got to go with him. You can come if you want, but if you're not going to come, I'm going. So come on, anybody else? There's three wise people. All right, well, praise God today. Hey, if you guys will go ahead and make a right-hand turn and follow them right back over there. Come on, everybody, let's give them a round of applause. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. All right, well, check it out. We went way longer than I expected. Anybody enjoy tonight? Anybody get something good from God? I mean, like, honestly, like, right? We talked about expressive worship. So if God did something in your life tonight, come on, can we be a little bit like the Samaritan who, with a loud voice, he glorified God and he fell down on his face and he said, Jesus, thank you so much. You're my everything. You are good. You are awesome. You're amazing. And I give you thanks. What? They're trying to talk to me while I'm trying to preach. No, just kidding. What's going on? Hey, if you didn't fill this out yet, you're more than welcome to fill that out as we dismiss tonight. Hey, there's also, check it out. So I think we mentioned it already, but I'm just going to say it again. PJ right here, he's so awesome. Anybody out there like PJ? I like PJ a lot. But I like actually all of these people except for Ange, but that's God's still working on my heart. No, I'm just kidding. No. We've all been friends for a long time. She was trying to mute me earlier, so that's why I had to get her back. But, okay, so PJ works for Starbucks, and PJ made us our own shift blend coffee. So did we say that already? Okay, so we did already. So if you like coffee, we want you to try it out. Let us know if you like it or not. There's also some, I think they're calling them bagels or rolls back there. There's also some pumpkin pie, and I see something else over there, and I forgot what is that right there next to you, Juan? Oh, there's champurrado. I forgot about that. That's Mexican hot chocolate. That's supposed to be really good. Thank you for bringing that. Thank you so much. And what is that one that you got right there? Tarts? Oh, like strawberry, like kind of like a fancy Pop-Tart. Anybody out there like Pop-Tarts? Raise your hand. Oh, come on. Don't play. This is the young adults. Y'all like Pop-Tarts and Top Ramen. Come on. And somebody's like, I am too healthy for that. All right, how many eat your Pop-Tarts with no frosting and you love it? All right, how many of you have to have Pop-Tarts with frosting? Okay, I guess I'm the minority. Hey, you know what? God bless you. In Jesus' name, we're going to do this last song as you go and partake and hang out and whatever, have fun. And so as you do, can we do this? Can we say out loud on purpose and in faith that the Inland Empire shall be saved?
Rising, rising. There is a color. stirring deep inside, it's overflowing from the heart of God, the flood of heaven crashing over us. The tide is rising, rising. Bursting, bursting up from the ground, we feel it now.
Joy of the
nothing
Lord.
Nothing can stop this joy.
Nothing can stop it.
We're dancing in the streets. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. Spring up a well in me.
Come on, somebody scream for Jesus tonight.
Well, spring up a well in me.
darkest night. Let your love be the shining light, breaking chains that were holding me. You sent your son down to set me free. Everything of this world will fade. I'm pressing on till I see your face. I will live that your will be done.